This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's a lot to talk about, and we were talking about all the exciting things going on in the state of Colorado when it comes to sports. Well, we've been witnessing a lot of excitement from this Colorado State men's basketball team over the years, and it just seems like they've had a really good offseason so far. We'll talk to Kevin a little bit more in detail about that. Joining us now on the First Advantage Hotline is Kevin Lytle from the Coloradoan. Kevin, I wanted to get to this one, though. Our guy, we talked a little bit about him a week or two ago, but Ken DeWeese, he's leaving Colorado State.
Yeah, definitely. Happy for Ken. Got the head job at Colorado Mesa, which is a good program. They were in the D2 NCAA tournament this year. Mike Dunlap stepped down after the season. He's a guy that's been around Colorado basketball a long time as well. Great opportunity for Ken DeWeese. I think he'll do a great job there. Obviously, for the CSU side, you generally want, stability, but also, I've had lots of coaches in the past say, if no one on my staff is going to become a head coach, I don't have a good enough staff. So I think, it's great for Ken, a great opportunity, and really happy for him. He's a guy that's, like you kind of said, he's gone up and down the front range, so just spreading that out a little bit west now.
And it's funny, we were just talking about that. Like, hey, should he go get is he going to get another job somewhere where he just tries to conquer every team in this area? And, there you go. He keeps it rolling, stays in the state.
Yeah, we kind of eyed the wrong direction within the state, but we had the right idea.
Yeah, and Ken's a good guy, Kevin. Yeah. I really like him, and obviously he was with UNC. You noted it in your story with Wyoming, CSU. You and now is going to try his hand at being a head coach. How do you think he'll do as a head coach?
You never know because it is different. And, I'm not going to pretend to know the full landscape of, what Colorado Mesa has, but like I say, it's a program that's been pretty good. I'll be surprised if he's not good there. I mean, he's really well regarded as a human being, which I think is important as a head coach and as a coach as well, as far as the basketball side. So I think he'll do well.
Yeah, well, congratulations to Ken DeWeese. I'll look forward to seeing what he can do there. Kevin Lytle joining us from the Coloradoan. All right, Kevin, another guy enters the transfer portal, another non-shocker, based on your conversation with us 2 weeks ago. I think, again, those percentages have lined up. Nicola Joppa is entering the transfer portal.
Yep, definitely not a surprise. Guy that just, didn't really have much of a role. I think I noted he maybe appeared in one game in all of February and March this year. He did carve out a bit of a spot in that 2025 NCAA tournament team, sort of the big off the bench, but with some of the additions, probably most notably like Kerry Booth coming in and Kyle Jorgensen, growing into his role, there just wasn't really a spot for him. He's a guy that I think is an okay player that certainly can play somewhere. It's just there wouldn't really be minutes for him at CSU, and it's always hard to count eligibility years these days, but I believe he has just one left, so it makes sense that he'd want to go somewhere where he can play a little bit. So I think that's one. I don't know Nicola very well myself, but I've heard lots of good things from people around the program. So, I'm hoping, expecting he'll be able to go find a good spot for him and hopefully have a good last year in college.
Kevin, how do those conversations go? Is that one where, he sits down with Ali Farokmanesh and, Ali lays out, hey, here's what it looks like, man. I'm going to be honest with you. The playing time's probably going to be very similar to what we saw this year. Any insight there? Because I know, obviously, covering CSU like you do, you're having these discussions with coaches.
Yeah, I don't know as detailed as I did under Medved, but I would guess it's very similar because I know, Nico and that staff, which obviously include Ali. Yeah, it would be a very honest conversation of, hey, this is what we do and also what we don't see for you next year. That's why I always caution when, people say, no loyalty anymore. This guy's leaving. This guy's leaving. Sometimes it's the coach sat them down and said, hey, like, you're not going to play. So, if that's what you want, okay. But if you would like to play, you might want to look elsewhere. And so I think that's been one of the strengths of this program at CSU is honesty, because, how do you keep a locker room bought in? A lot of times that's honesty, because if you tell all 12 guys that you have, you're probably going to be the star next year. We're really going to lean into you. And then they play 3 minutes a night. You get a lot of discord. So, yeah, those conversations are definitely just open and honest of what do you want? Here's what we want. Here's what we see. Here's what we don't see for you. Let's kind of make a decision here.
Kevin, on the retaining of players, obviously it's impressive, the amount of guys that are coming back. I saw Jeff Goodman's post yesterday, percentage of scholarship players in the portal, 49% approximately. Doesn't that just speak even louder about what Ali is doing early on in his career to retain some of his top players?
Yeah, it's really big time because, CSU does have, five scholarship guys, portaling. But it's, again, this isn't any offense to them. It's just, the role. They retain pretty much the guys they want to. The big role guys, guys that will play a lot of minutes, get a lot of shots. That also, potentially were and could have been tampered with. They retained them. So, yeah, it's a huge win of an offseason so far.
I mean, I am just a little. Now, I knew Ali for Okeneshe was going to be good, Kevin. Obviously, I thought, and you know this, at one point this season, I thought, okay, this is going to be kind of like a learning year for Ali. But nope, they win 20 plus and certainly made an impression, like they maybe even could do something crazy in the Mount West tournament. But I just didn't expect this, and I didn't expect this offseason quite from Ali. And I guess I got to just start expecting more greatness from this dude.
You just don't know. I didn't mean that as directly.
You're right.
I mean, in the realm of there are just so many factors in play. And I think Ali would probably tell you, we felt good on, what we could offer and our relationships with those guys. But you never know. I mean, kids have, one, you have the tampering, which it's happening. Like, let's not try and be naive and say, those guys aren't in the portal, so they haven't talked to anyone. That's nonsense. And, you got your friends and you're talking to you, and you never know who's in their ears saying, you should do this, you should do that. The money element, there are just so many factors that even with good relationships, CSU, what they can offer financially, all that, you just don't know. So yeah, it's been a huge success. And I think Ali would probably also say, we felt good about where we were at, but that doesn't guarantee it's going to come together like this.
Kevin, do you have any idea as far as the money that CSU has available to them on the basketball side? Is there a ballpark number that you've heard of?
I had heard last season was in kind of the $2 million range. I don't know exactly or even super generally where next season is. Obviously I feel safe to say it's not going to go down from there, because you can't really go down unless you're kind of just waving the white flag. So yeah, I think it's somewhere, and I believe that's a somewhat, fairly competitive in the realm they're in. Obviously every coach will always tell you they want more and need more. But I think they're growing it and in a, fairly competitive spot.
Kevin, talk to me. I mean, obviously retaining players is kind of that first step, is what you need to do now. But you wrote about this morning on the recruiting class, and just how excited people should be about this class coming in.
Yeah, it's so you got three guys: Jaden Goreshi from Washington. He's a center, power forward. Got Eric Fiedler from Regis, just kind of down the road here. He's a forward, like a 6'8 forward, and then Pops Dunson from Georgia, a true point guard. And, I've said this a billion times on your show, I think, but take recruiting rankings with a grain of salt, but they do tell you a little something as far as overall interest in players and how they're viewed in the, their sports world. And these guys are ranked as three of the top seven recruits in CSU history by 24/7 Sports. So they are viewed very, very strongly. And collectively as a class, it's the best class CSU has ever landed by recruiting rankings. Now, again, we'll see what happens. I think everyone knows the best class ever was the Tonjay, Roddy, Stevens, Deshaun Thomas, James Moore's group. That was ranked okay, but not great. You know, so that kind of goes to show why, you know, grain of salt through recruiting rankings. But no, these guys look good. I mean, I think all three have a chance to play next year. I think because they retain so many veterans, you now kind of use your freshmen as backups a little bit. I kind of like, you know, is Kyan Evans was the backup to Isaiah Stevens. It's, you know, with that exact situation isn't happening, but somewhat similar of like, Jaden Goreshi, for instance, he's got Booth, Bimba, and Jorgensen in front of him in the bigs rotation. So he'll kind of learn from those guys, probably play some minutes, and then, you know, theoretically take over for some of them.
Kevin, it's like we've been doing this together for a while. You set me up for my next question. I was going to talk about Kyan Evans. You noted this as well. Kyan is now entering the transfer portal 1 year at North Carolina. He's not going to get to team up with Michael Malone over there. But the question I have, and maybe this is like a 1% chance, but is there any chance that Kyan Evans would come back to Colorado State?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the one on the minds of a lot of CSU fans. I don't think so. I think he'll stay in the Power Four realm. I've had people whispering to me since about February that they thought he'd end up at Minnesota with Nico Medved. Mm. But I also know that he and Ali Prokmanesh had a good relationship. I would be surprised if they didn't at least talk, if nothing else, because as we've talked about, Ali's a big relationship guy, and I'm sure he's probably checked in on Kyan, you know, as a human, you know, in addition to a basketball player. So never say never. I'm definitely going to leave that door open until it's officially shut, but I don't think it's the most, you know, a very high likelihood.
How does that process work, too? Ali gets wind of Kyan entering the portal. He officially enters the portal and then shoots him a text like, hey, man, yep. Just thinking about you, dude. What's going on?
Yep, pretty much. You know, Nick Clifford told that story of when he entered the portal. So basically, there's some paperwork and whatever. He was walking out of the CU offices after doing that. It got, you know, entered into the system and, you know, pops up in, you know, literally the portal that coaches can view. And he said he got a text from Ali, or maybe it's a call, like immediately, like that quickly from Ali. So, yeah, it is literally that of, hey, saw you're in the portal, you know, you up?
Well, and you know Nico Medved's doing the exact same thing. We're going to have ourselves like a Jerry Maguire situation between the two coaches.
Yeah, totally. And like I say, obviously with those relationships, again, I'm sure they weren't surprised to see Kyan in the portal.
Yeah. I was, when Michael Malone first got hired, that was my first thought. One of my first thoughts, I guess. I'm shocked by the hire, to be honest. But I thought, wow, that's kind of cool for Kyan Evans. He's going to get a play with Michael Malone. But I guess not the case.
Yeah, he did slightly leave the door open. His little tweet saying he's portaling had the, you know, with the option to return or something like that. But, you know, it does take two to tango as well. And, you know, I have no idea what Michael Malone thinks of Kyan Evans. But like I say, those honest conversations can happen as well from that side.
Kevin Lytle. Hey, I'm going to finally, Kevin, I'm getting a good friend of mine, Jim Mora, on the program next week. Any cheats for me? Any questions off the top of your head that I could ask him that I could steal from you?
Just ask about hiking. That's your sweet spot right there.
That's where I'm going to go. So Kevin, I used you as an example today. I don't know. Have you been paying attention to this Mike Vrabel, Diana Russini thing? This,
I'm vaguely aware and kind of trying to.
It's a wild story, but I actually used you today as a connection because I was like, if Kevin were, you know, we see him hiking with Jim Mora and. We've had these discussions, too, you and I have. it would probably kind of hurt your credibility. Like, if you're hanging out with these coaches all the time, and I'm not even talking about the romantic side between Vrabel and Rossini, if there was one, but it does kind of mess with the credibility side of it. And I know you and I've had those conversations about, you know, how close is too close, celebrating with the team, that kind of thing. And I know your stance has always been, no, I'm a reporter. I'm there to observe.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting balance. I guess, off record, off, you know, site, whatever you want to call it, communication, obviously, yeah, throw out the potential romantic question marks there or whatever. But it is a balance of, you know, it's helpful to have a good relationship where you feel you can have open, honest communication with people. And, you know, I've gone with sources, you know, to have a beverage and just talk off the record where we can pick each other's brains. You know, so there is that. But, yeah, there's a line somewhere, too, of yeah, I'm not going to the family picnic or whatever. So yeah, it is different. I've most certainly never, you know, gone, you know, to the hotel spa or
pool, holding hands with Ali or anything,
pool,
right?
Yeah, the pool resort with any coaches or anything like that. But yeah, there is a line somewhere there where it can be kind of interesting. Like I say, I mean, I've gone to have a beverage with a coach to, you know, sometimes both of us want to pick each other's brains about, you know, things they know, things we know, all that, and have those discussions. But yeah, I figure if swimsuit is involved, like, yeah, no.
So if Jim Mora calls you today and says, "Hey, Kevin, I'm heading up to Horsetooth, man. I'm gonna go in for a hike. We're not talking work. We're not talking anything. You can't ask me any questions about football. You in? You want to just go hang out, man? Are you saying yes to that?
Hey, that'd be an interesting one. I mean, that'd be a relationship builder, but I'd also be like, I don't know, you'd probably kick my butt up the mountain, and that'd be embarrassing for me.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I know I would say yes, obviously, but then, yeah, then the work part of it would be a little scary as far as hiking with him.
Yeah, I think he probably motors up that mountain pretty quick.
Yeah, he seems like a feisty guy. Anything sticking out, you know, as we're in the midst of spring ball and anything like that? Anything new to report?
A lot of similar. I like the tight ends. I think there's some good team speed around the edges, you know, especially like running back position. I'm super intrigued by the quarterback battle, which is a very real battle. You know, like some of the defensive players, it's just, you know, kind of like, you know, not to just push Coach Prime, but I agreed with his points the other day. It can be hard to tell when it's just one team playing against each other all the time.
So are you saying we should have a spring football game between the Rams and the Buffs every year, Kevin? What do you think?
I don't know about that, but I like the joint practices idea. I think that's pretty solid, actually. I would be in favor of something like that. You know, spring game, I've actually advocated for make that your FCS game. So, you know, have CSU and UNC play in the spring. But yeah, the broad idea of have teams be able to play each other a little bit in spring, I actually really do like it.
That's kind of fascinating. I was shocked to hear Prime go there, you know, honestly, to allow the idea to enter Buffs fans' brains that, you know, the Rams could play them in a football game.
Yeah, no, I mean, maybe coaching changes have eased any angst he might have.
He might. And you, Kevin, you know I'm going to predict who's going to win that spring game, right? You know I've got a pick already,
right,
for that.
Obviously.
Kevin, my man, appreciate you, dude, and look to catch up with you next week. Love when you can be on the station with us, man.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
All right, Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. And yeah, I'm going hiking. If Jim Mora asks me to go hiking, I'm definitely the opposite of Kevin on this, Mike. And you are, too. If Sean Payton called you and said, "Michael, you want to come just watch a movie?" You're like already there. You would just leave. I'd just see a cloud of dust and you'd be scooting down the interstate.
We would be talking Broncos, though.
Yeah, I'm sure that would be a fun conversation. What's your first question to Sean Payton when you sit down with him?
Can I have tickets?
That's what your first question would be?
Actually, no. My first question would be, can I hang out with the owners in their booth?
That's what your first question would be. So Sean Payton calls you right now and says, "Hey, Mike, here we go, man. I'm an open book. Ask me a question." And your question will be, "Can I sit in the owner's box?"
Actually, I might say, "So those ankles, how are they doing?"
There you go. Look at you. Who needs Kevin Lytle? We've got our reporter right here. We've got our guy.
I'd show him my 2005 preseason press pass.
But you're...
And he'd be amazed.
He would be amazed they gave it to you. Yeah, he would
be. He'd be like, wow, that thing is so cool. It's so rudimentary.
He'd say, man, they're letting everybody cover the Broncos now. Just literally anybody can just cover the Broncos. I'm sure that's what he'd say. No holding hands with Sean and sitting poolside in bathing suits, though, okay?
Can we trust me to not do that.
All right. 41 minutes after the hour. I'm sorry, but that's the way it's going to go now, guys. That's what happens. When you go out and do stuff like that, you're going to be the butt of a lot of jokes. And that's just the way the world turns. 41 minutes after. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.